It's Six Figure CEO Series, episode number 2, my loves. This series, my intention is for to really support you to know how to embody the six or multiple six badass freaking CEO that you are. Because what I know to be true is that there's a big difference between having a six-figure business and being a coach or a service provider who has a six-figure business versus embodying being the badass bitch CEO of a six-figure or multiple six-figure business. Totally different energies, totally different results, totally different levels of ease and abundance that come with the latter. And that is what this episode is all about. So today I want to walk you through how to embody the attitude of abundance. This isn't just about positive thinking. This isn't just about putting a cute little happy rainbow over a pile of poop. It is about really helping you shift your energy and your mindset to really be woken up to how much insane amounts of abundance are all around you and really ready for the taking if you're willing to see it. So I can't wait to dive in. This is going to really give you opportunities to see what specific unhelpful beliefs and attitudes are driving away money and abundance from your business and from your bottom dollar. And I'm going to be really sharing with you some of my favorite strategies, tips, journaling prompts, and questions that you can tap into to really be able to shift that and create more abundance and embody that badass multiple six-figure CEO. And let's freaking do it. Let's dive in. Hey, you're listening to The Things We Didn't Do. This podcast is dedicated to sharing with you the truth about how simple it can actually be to create mind-blowing results in your business without doing all the things. If you're sick of being told all of the things you should be doing on the daily to blow your business up, if you're a rule breaker, a change maker, and you want to start, grow, or scale a purpose-driven business without doing all of the things, this is for you. I am your host, mentor, and success coach, Elise Danielle. The conversations, tools, and tips I'll share here will give you everything you need to build and blow up your own purposeful and profitable business that fits you, attracts more dream clients to you on the daily, and ultimately shows you how to do less to receive more. Join me as we explore how simple it can actually be to create big results in your business and get ready to stop chasing around all of the things and instead start creating a business that lights your soul on fire and makes you bank. We are back, my loves. How are you? I am so excited to delve into the second part of our six-figure CEO series. And today we're going to be delving into how to really embody the attitude of abundance. So I think sometimes the mindset work and what I really mean by embodying the attitude of abundance can honestly really be poo-pooed. I think, you know, it can sound really fluffy. It can sound like, yeah, I'm going to embody that attitude of abundance as soon as I hit my first 10K month. But my loves, spoken from someone who has been there and has coached many a woman to grow and scale to 10K months and beyond, what I know to be true about not just hitting six figures, but holding six figures, being a CEO of a six and a multiple six-figure business in a very sustainable way, it is a non-negotiable that you have to really learn how to embody the attitude of abundance. The more success you create, it's going to be really proportionate to your frame and your perspective, right? I mean, look at it this way. Our big old brains are really the biggest tool we have to be able to get creative and figure out how the heck to get what we want. There is an energetic aspect to this, 100%. We're going to be talking a little less of that today. Today, we're going to be keeping it to the mindset and the attitude and our beliefs and our perceptions and all of those things around it. But having that abundant frame, that positive frame versus a very negative or scarce frame is going to present so many more opportunities to you and move you so much further, and also really be the thing that helps to cultivate your capacity to trust your ability to not just make money once, but be able to be the identity of a badass CEO who always creates whatever the fuck she wants. And that is what I want for you, because that is what feels really damn good. It's what enables us to really stand in our power, not have business feel really heavy, because we ultimately trust ourselves and know that we can always create whatever the fuck we want. That is the energy I want for you. That is the energy I want to support you end the year on and really embody for 2022. And that, in a nutshell, is the attitude of abundance. So I want to break this down a little bit, because I think this is very easily, I think sometimes we think this means that we just put a positive frame, just think that the world is rainbows and butterflies and labradoodle snuggles and delicious coffee and all of those lovely, sweet things. And that's not it at all. It's not about just throwing some sugar on shit and pretending that it doesn't smell. How beautiful are my analogies? That's not the vibe. That is not the energy. That is not what I'm talking about at all. It is really about leveraging our brain. Let's think of it this way. Focusing on the not good, focusing on what you don't have, focusing on the gap, focusing on the scarcity, focusing on all of the shit that isn't working the way you want it to, makes you trend in that exact same direction. Is there energetics around this? 100%, but I'm not even talk about that aspect of today. This is called the reticular activating system of our brain, and this is how our brain works. I've mentioned this before, I've explained this before, but I think I'm just going to say it again. You know, I remember when I bought my cute little Hyundai. Oh my goodness, I've had her for about 4 years now. She's been great. When I bought her, when I was starting to look for cars, all I would see is cute little black cars, because that's what I wanted. That's how our brains work. When we put something into our brain, the way it processes information is that it filters for what we're putting focus on and what we're putting into it. So if you're focusing on all the shit sandwiches, if you're focusing on all the stuff that isn't the way you want it to, guess what you're going to find more of? You're going to find more shit sandwiches. You're going to start stepping in dog poo. You're going to, you know, cultivate a lot more problems, and you're going to just be focusing on the things that are not going the way you want. So it just makes sense that if your brain and you are the biggest asset as an entrepreneur, which it is, I would argue your energy is too, and your health and all of those things, but we'll keep it simple for this episode. If that's true, then it would make a lot of logical sense, and it is true, because if you've been in this game, you know how that's true. It ain't happened by accident. You're not going to stumble on success by chance. Then it makes sense that we really want to learn how to train our brains to focus on the things that help us cultivate an attitude of abundance, right? Help us focus on the things that are working so we can find more of those pieces that are working and put the puzzle pieces together to create more of what we want. So the other thing I just want to throw out there is that I was just at a weekend property investment seminar thingy, whatever you want to call it. And it was wildly fascinating just from a learning point of view for me. And also just, you know, Chris was he got entered as to one of the finalists to kind of share his business story and his investment story, which included some of our personal investments, yada, yada, yada. But what was so cool is that this incredible woman who runs this and has an education program around it has been, actually, she has a background as an economist. So it was very fascinating on so many levels, but I won't bore you with those details right now. But I was really surprised, to be honest, and totally impressed of how much of the educational part of the weekend was based on mindset. And again, not surprising. I know that not mindset is, you know, I would say 90 to 99% of the game of entrepreneurship and business, but I was very impressed that they thought the same way and they taught the same way and they considered that in the same way. And then it just made a lot of sense. I was like, well, of course, if you're making, if you have to make a lot of calculated, intelligent decisions around investing in property where, you know, sometimes, I mean, our last house purchase, you know, some people won't like that I'm sharing this, but I'm just going to. We basically invested $1.5 million on a house that we're going to tear down. And we bought that not just because we get to build a fun little dream home, but really more so because we want to make money out of that. We see a really big investment opportunity to build and make very likely at least $1 million on that investment. So that is what I am about. But it makes sense that they considered mindset so much to be a huge part of making calculated decisions, because if you are in an attitude of scarcity, if you're focusing on all of the shit that can go wrong, and they were talking about this in detail, which I was like, boom, you are my people. This is why you guys are so successful. You're not going to take risk. You're not going to back yourself. You're not going to even be able to see the numbers clearly if you don't trust yourself in figuring it out. And if you're only focusing on one, like all of the what ifs that could happen, because there's a lot of things that could go wrong when you are playing with that level of money in one purchase, right? And so it is just where we went on that tangent is that I don't know a single person who is wildly wealthy and wildly successful that is negative AF about their life. I don't know a single person. I can't think of a single example. None of my clients are. I mean, look, I used to be very negative. I will absolutely own that. I used to, the philosopher in me used to describe that as realistic. I know that's what a lot of us negative people use that as an excuse. I'm just realistic. Well, like, we're going to talk about that in a minute. But the truth is that reality is really about your perception, right? We won't go into the philosophical discussion. But for the sake of this conversation, I don't know a single person who is insanely wealthy. None of the people I got to meet, none of the people that had gone from, literally there were some people we met that went from bankruptcy to being, you know, having over $5 million in equity in a very short period of time. And they contributed their perception and their mindset and their attitude to a lot of that. So I just wanted to share that with you because I think it's always so helpful to have external evidence that's not just in the online space around that. And it was funny because so many of the people obviously don't know what I do when we met them. And they're like, did you think today was weird? What did you think of the session today? Because it was all about kind of mindset. I was like, oh yeah, I'm on board. It's totally normal in my world. Hi, I'm a business mentor and coach. This is what I do every day. So it was just so helpful to see that our perception is exactly that. It's our perception, right? We often don't see the world the way it is. And I mean, who really knows what the world really is? But we won't go into that conversation right now, as much as I would love to. We see it through our own viewfinders. So if you have a viewfinder of everything is hard, life sucks, money is hard, people are terrible, you got to work your ass off to be able to make any money, the world is out to get you, blah, 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 it's probably going to be a lot harder for you. Yeah. And the next thing I kind of really want to speak to here is it's not about pretending, it's about focus. It's about focus. Yes, what we focus on expands. I was having this conversation with a client because she was trying to support her partner, shall we say, to have a more open-minded experience with some of the things in their day-to-day life. And she said something. They were having a shitty day. Something happened. And she said something. And he said something to the extent of like, I'm not here for your positive bullshit, basically. And I get it. I get it. I would have been that person too. I would have been the person to be like, fuck your rose-colored glasses. This is just what's my reality. But the truth is that there's always a different perception, and what we focus on enables us to take on perceptions and attitudes that enable us to get better at solving problems and find more ways to get more of what we want. So your opportunity in this episode, and we're going to talk about a couple of these pieces, I'm going to be calling out in a loving way some of your negative bias to really prove to you and help you, hopefully really help you see that the beliefs and perceptions that you have aren't in fact facts. They're literally just perceptions. And so today's episode, I'm going to be, you know, giving you some examples of negative bias, or shall we say scarcity mindsets, or just not an attitude of abundance is really holding you back and preventing you from creating what you want, for the purpose of helping you see that so you can be aware of it and start to shift it to create more of what you want. That's what we're here for, right? So this is your opportunity. Your opportunity is to really just see where there are unhelpful beliefs, attitudes that are driving away abundance and money, and learn how to, you know, shift that, because it is affecting your business success and it's often super pervasive. And I want to share with you how to change that. So let's delve into that. Okay. So one, you use me and my success or other success to make you feel bad. Why are you doing that? That is not helpful. That does not make you feel good. And that is not helping you have the attitude of abundance, right? That is creating the false belief that there isn't enough to go around, that because someone else has it, it means it's taking away your ability to have it. And just, I get that this is often very subconscious, so it's okay if this doesn't resonate on a conscious level. I really encourage you to lean into it anyways. And you basically use that as reasons, or your brain, I mean, I'm saying you, but it's really your brain, obviously. Your brain uses that as evidence, which it really isn't, that you're not good enough, or that there's something you're missing, or that if it was going to be possible for you, it would have happened by now. Those are not facts. Those are not facts. Nowhere is it written. God has not written down, the universe has not transcribed this in the fucking mountains, that because so-and-so got X result and you haven't yet, it means that you're not going to. I mean, even thinking like that, doesn't it make sense that that makes it create more evidence that it's possible for you too? I think it does. But that's because I have that perception and that belief of abundance. I believe that there is more than enough to go around. I believe that. Why would I have a desire or a dream that wasn't meant for me? That's not logical in my brain. That makes no sense. Why would that be planted in my brain if it wasn't for me? There's a lot of thoughts that aren't planted in my brain because I know they're not for them. For example, the thought of, I should go camping. Never has that thought been planted in my brain, because that is the last thing on the planet I would ever love to do, right? The only thoughts that are planted in my brain around, hey, wouldn't this be something, are things I actually want to do. And so I choose to believe that that means that it is for me. And that choice and that perception helps me to believe that I can create it. And believing that I can create it helps me to find ways and paths and methods and opportunities to be able to create it. not even from an energetic or a spiritual sense, although yes, I do believe that in all of the ways, but if we're even just keeping it very X plus Y equals Z here, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? So your opportunity here is to notice that, and again, I'm not saying listen to people that make you feel shitty, but I am going to hand you back your power and encourage you to ask yourself why it makes you feel shitty. What is your brain saying about that? What are you assuming is true? What are your beliefs around that? What stories are popping up in your brain? Right? That is your power. And your opportunity to then see, hey, maybe I can choose to view this differently. And you can. It's a practice, it's a shift, but you absolutely can. Okay, so number two, you're downplaying your wins, my love. This is like the most annoying thing. Said with love. I have done this all the time. I get called out by my coach all of the time. I roll myself at this time at this stuff all of the time, but I get how annoying it is from a coaching perspective. And I tease my clients around this. But here's the problem. So you're downplaying your wins. And this looks like often, you know, the moment you make progress or something, whether that is a sales call, or someone reaches out to you from a post, or you get a DM asking about your services, or you get a new client, or you hit your first 5K month, or your first 10K month, your next thought or your next focus is still on what you don't have. Wild what our brains do, right? And so you never let yourself win. And because you don't let yourself win there, you don't build trust. You don't build the belief that it's working. You don't see how you've been able to create that, right? You don't see the truth of what's actually happening. And I mean, there's a lot of feelings that come from that. It's frustration. It's constantly being in a lose-lose situation because the moment you get a sales call and it doesn't convert, you tell yourself, well, it's still not working, instead of seeing how you've just moved the needle forward. You didn't even have people want to get in the call with you 2 weeks ago. Why the fuck aren't you celebrating that? are we noticing how the energy is getting fired up in these podcast episodes? I am unleashing this year, my love, so stay tuned. You are meant for bigger and better things, and I am not going to sleep on helping you realize that, let me tell you. So, you know, you get a DM. They didn't turn into a client yet, but maybe you just need to keep nurturing that. Maybe there's an opportunity to create another touch point. Maybe that helps you understand what else you need to include in your messaging to get your people more ready. You signed a client. Oh my gosh. I've been saying this a lot, but it's just true. So many clients, when they hit, and I get it, I've been there too. I didn't let myself go there a lot in this business, and that's why I had such fast success, FYI. But so often I hear clients and they say to me, I signed a client. And I'm like, that is fucking incredible. How are we celebrating that? What are we making this mean? What are we going to do from here? What's amazing about that? And then, you know, maybe not that day, maybe not the day after, but usually within a week, they come to me and say, yeah, but. Do not let yourself go down the yeah, but. Yeah, but I didn't, I still don't have X. I still don't have 5K months. I'm still not full. I still don't have my Lamborghini. But you got to sign one client to sign five, yeah? You got to make 2K before you make 5K. You got to have some money coming in before you can buy that Lambo. Right? Our brains are so good at focusing on what isn't working in the gap. And that stops us. And that leads to beliefs and feelings of, I don't know how to do it again. Well, no shit, you don't know how to do it again, because you never let yourself acknowledge how fucking awesome it is that you signed a goddamn client and that you hit your first 5K month, or your first 10K month, or your first 25K month, or your first 50K month, right? You might not be at the 100K yet, but you're on your way. It's coming. You're doing it. You're getting there, right? Do you see how that sets you up in a completely different trajectory? This could be like a sliding doors scene here, you know? And I've like lived through both experiences of like, yeah, I signed a client, but I'm still this, or, but why isn't this working? Or, but how am I going to do X, Y, Z? And then this business, I just flipped that so hard. I did so much fucking work, you guys, on getting my brain locked in on, yes, I signed a client. It's working. I'm doing it right. Let me go do that again. Let me do it again. Let me increase the price and do it even better. Let's see what happens when I do this. That is how we build up the how. That's how we really get to embody abundance. That is the attitude that helps us see more opportunities to create more. That's us living with the glass all of the way full, because you're not only just seeing what you've created, you're seeing the opportunity to create more. Number three. You use every result and or incident. I'm starting to, like, when I say result, I want to shift the way we think of results here. When I'm speaking to result, I mean any result. I mean freaking you gotta know. I mean that, you know, you put yourself out there and you felt embarrassed. That is a great result. I get that it doesn't always feel great, but that helps you see where you're moving forward. That helps you see the opportunities to continue to move forward. That helps you to see how brave you are, how much is working, how well you're doing in so many ways. You know, that is just so important and so powerful. And I want us to stop downplaying results just because they don't look exactly the way we want them to. That ain't helping. That ain't helping anyone, especially you. Especially you creating more results. Said with so much love. Okay. So what the, you know, instead of using that as evidence that you can't have what you want. So for example, let's use the sales call example. You get on a call, you have a sales conversation, they say, not now. You could go down the pathway of, why isn't this working? Why am I not attracting the right people? Why is so-and-so already signed X clients and I'm not? Why am I not making 10K months yet? Or, you know, you can make it mean something about you. Oh, it must be me. I must have said something wrong. It must be my pricing. It must be the offer. And you're completely fucking yourself. Let's just be blunt. That's what we're here for. Because when I often have clients come to me, I see all of the ways of which it's working when they see all of the ways it's not working. Yes, that is easier for me because I am a third party. I do not have the same emotionality around it. I get it's easier for me to see. All of those things are true. But the challenge is, and this is something I challenge all of my clients to do. We create an official challenge around this in my mastermind because I just saw how important and impactful it was for my people to really create wild amounts of success. We did this in the sales challenge, and I couldn't believe the results we created from it. It was insane. And it just made such a big freaking difference because they learned how to count everything as evidence that it was working instead of evidence that it wasn't. And that is the biggest opportunity for you and the biggest gift I could give you is to, like, you want to create more results, start focusing on this. Cool. So the other aspect of that I really want to speak to is that this is a choice. I get it. It's like, yeah, easy for you, Elise. I get it. And look, it wasn't easy for me. I remember having some very stern conversations with Elise at millions of different stages of this business. I've done this even recently where I have to look myself in the eye and give myself a real hard fucking pep talk and tell my brain that we are not going down this pathway. that we have done way too much fucking work and we have gotten ourselves way too far to entertain such bullshit such as this. And that can be, you know, I don't know what I'm doing. Things aren't working for me. It helps to make fun of yourself and use that kind of voice. Why isn't this happening? And I have to give myself really hard talking to at different stages of business to not be a whiny little brat, to put my big girl pants on, and to really give myself my power back in choosing to decide what I make something mean. You can make it mean that you're shit, that your business is shit, that everything is shit, or you can make it mean that you're learning, which, you know, we all have to do. That, like, maybe there are some opportunities for your skills to build. Great. How do we do that? What do we want to dive into first? What's something we can try? You can make it mean that, like, you know, well, now I know how to get people on a call. I might not know how to convert that yet, but that is a very solvable problem. These are very solvable problems. Yeah. Wait for next week's because we're going to delve into that. But it is just your only place of power, my loves, is to really take your power back and decide what you're going to make it mean. And that leads me to the other thing I want to say here. So if you are my client, if you've been in almost any container with me, you will know that a lot of my clients tease me that I should make mugs with this question on it because I ask this question so damn much. I will never get sick of it because I think it's just very important. But my clients tell me all the time, like, I can hear you in my brain. Of like Elise saying, what am I going to make this mean? But it is such a good question for you to either journal on or just get really practiced at asking yourself in these moments. Cool. So that sales call was a no. What am I going to make it mean? Am I going to make it mean that this business can never be successful, that I'm just shit at this game, that I'm not good at what I do, that nobody likes me, that people think I'm not experienced enough, that whatever, that I'm never going to be able to make money? Or am I going to make it mean that, you know, we had a great conversation and she's going to turn over at some point? I just have the ultimate belief that, like, everyone buys from me. They might not do it straight away, but, like, how do you not want a piece of this? I tease, but, like, but really, I'm fucking good at what I do. You would be very smart to work with me if you resonate with me and you like what I do, right? And so we can make it mean that, like, they might not have said yes now, but they're going to say yes at some point. And that's been so true in my business. At the beginning of my business, I had a lot of conversations with a lot of people. And a lot of those people turned into clients. Most of them turned into clients at some point. Might not have been right away. It might have been a year later. Some it was even a couple years later. Some was a couple months later. But they turned into clients. The vast majority of them turned into clients. And so you have to really choose to believe that before it's true. I had to choose to believe that not now, but, like, at some point, my clients, everyone who gets on the phone with me buys. That is just a belief I have practiced. So you can believe that everyone who gets on the phone with you buys. It's not your job to know when. It's not within your control to know when. You can believe that you're great at holding conversation and great at supporting your people and great at making connection, and that people feel your passion and feel how good they are, and that your calls blow people's minds. And so you might have to get better at communicating that, but that doesn't devalue how great you are at what you do. So just some examples there. I want you to really ask yourself this question. If you resonate with some of those, you know, examples of you and your cute little brain, more of your cute little brain, using every result as evidence that you can't have what you want, how can you start to choose it as evidence that it's working, that you can have what you want? I've talked about this before on the podcast, but this is a skill. This is a CEO skill that you are gonna have to learn if you wanna create sustainability, because it is a real hard slog, my loves, to try to run a six and multiple six-figure business if you're constantly using everything as evidence that you can't have what you want and that it's not working. I've never seen someone succeed with that because you just can't stay in it long enough for it to work. And so I want you to journal on that. What am I making this mean? Get practiced at that. Write that shit down. Set that up as a notification on your phone. And, you know, you can make it mean something is wrong, or you can make it mean that you know what you're doing and you're getting there. you have a choice to focus on the things that aren't perfect, or, you know, you can focus on the things that are working. And I think you, I mean, look, we know which one's going to move you forward faster. We've talked about that. So that is so key to help you decipher what is real. Like, for example, the fact that a client said no doesn't mean you're shit. That's not a reality thing. That's not a 3D reality fact, right? That is a conclusion your brain has made because you don't have an attitude of abundance, my love, right? And that negative story is what's keeping you stuck. So that question is just so helpful to help you really look at what is real, what is a negative story, what is actually true, and what can I choose to make this mean? And I want to add this last bit in. This is a choice, okay? It's not pretending that things are good. As I so eloquently described at the beginning, this isn't pouring sugar on shit and pretending that it smells nice. I don't think that's even what I said, but we're just going to run with that. I know. Beautiful. I should be a poet. It's not pretending that things are good. It's choosing what you're going to make it mean, you know? And like some of my clients, you know, I know some of your brains want to fight me on this. You want to really stand up and defend the beliefs that are keeping you small. Your brain really sometimes wants to hold fast on those limitations, but the better you get, this is called a growth mindset, right? The better you get at seeing how it's ultimately all in your choice and all in your power, and how there's no ultimate reality on that, right? It's not necessarily true that you can't be successful. How could that ever be true? That's not something any of us human beings can ever predict. So your opportunity is to really choose what you're going to make it mean. And we know which one is going to lead to more success. So you're still allowed to have feelings. I just want to add that. Like, this isn't about not like just pretending everything's good. That's not what this is about. This isn't about just hoping things get better or just pretending and sticking your head in the sand. That's not what this is about. We're still taking some practical action here. We're still going to see the opportunity to improve, but it's really just that, seeing the opportunity improve versus working in that energy of like, this is fucked. I'm fucked. This is fucked. How do I solve this problem? That's not going to help you, right? So you're absolutely allowed to have feelings and experience them. And I highly recommend you find your way of processing that. But the big mistake so many people make that I see time and time again is that we mistake the feeling of a circumstance for a fact, right? The circumstance is that, oh God, the circumstance is that Charles literally humped me this morning as I was waking up. Too much information probably, but that's what we're about today. Now, I can make that mean that like he's out to get me or he's really naughty, or I can make it mean like he's got a puppy and has lots of feelings and he's probably trying to dominate me. But like that was a really not a great example, but that's where we're at today. You get to really choose what the circumstance means, and your power is in choosing the meaning in a way that really serves you versus does not serve you, right? So, you know, for example, this is a much better example that I wrote down beforehand and I most definitely should have used, but we'll use it now. Someone cut me off, right? I'm driving, someone cuts me off. I initially probably feel scared, then I, you know, probably feel very annoyed and pissed. And then I decide that they were, in fact, out to kill me. I'm like, that fucker. That guy has a death wish for me. But like, that's not real. That's a meaning that my brain created because of how I felt, right? So I'm not asking you to pretend that things are good. I'm asking you to consider that maybe things are good and look for evidence that confirms it. A subtle but very significant difference that will be the difference between you creating more abundance, you seeing more opportunity, you creating a fuck ton more clients and cash and long-term profit, and seeing all of the opportunity to build profit in your business and build wealth because you're looking for it. Or we can stay really stuck in the attitude of scarcity and that negativity. The choice is yours, my love. So I hope this is supportive. I want you to really use this question, lean into it anytime you need to. I am so excited to hear your DMs. Message me, tell me your thoughts on this. Excuse my shitty examples of Charles humping me, but you know, hopefully that gave you a laugh. I hope you're loving this series. DM me on Instagram. Tell me your biggest takeaway. Tell me, you know, how you're using that question, and message me too. Oh, we are wrapping up the end of the year soon, but I have a couple little secret offers that are going to be kicking off very soon. So if you want to find out about that and be on a wait list for something that I have not released to the public and likely will not be releasing to the public, this will likely be a back end thing. I'm so coy. DM me if you're ready to really step into your CEO shoes, explode your business, and become the multiple six-figure CEO in 2023. And I would love to share more details with you and hook you up with the waitlist. I love you guys. Thank you for listening. I'll speak to you soon. Thank you so much for listening to The Things We Didn't Do. I adore and appreciate you. If you love today's show, make sure you subscribe on iTunes or Spotify so that you don't miss out on any episodes, because nobody likes FOMO. I'd love nothing more to hear your thoughts on the podcast, so please leave us a review on iTunes. And because I appreciate you taking the time, each month, one lucky reviewer will win a free business success coaching call with me. So if you'd like to nail down that one thing that's standing in your way from creating more purpose and profit in your business without doing all the things, then make sure you leave a review for your chance to win. I would love for you to share this with anyone on their own entrepreneurial journey who could benefit from learning how to create a wildly purposeful and profitable business without doing all the things. And remember, you get to create a business that makes you cry happy tears on the regs without needing to squish yourself into some box or burn yourself out in the process, just because you can.